Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joined now on the line by one, I do believe it's James Randall Wyatt who joins us now. Is that correct, Jim, or did I just make that up?
James Randall Wyatt the third, if you want to be exactly right.
Jimbo,
on the money,
but that is, let's go.
That's right.
Tell him, bud.
So how did you escape, like Trey or Trip or Tripper or the third? Or
Tripper.
Yeah, how are we not calling you any of that stuff? I feel like we're missing out on an opportunity to nickname you here.
Yeah. Well, my granddad, people called him Jimmy. My dad, people call him Randall. And I guess I just kept it simple with Jim.
Attaboy.
I like it, Jim. Can the Titans keep it simple with Derrick Henry's hamstring this week? Are you, like, applying liniment to it every hour or so and ice and stem? How are you handling that business?
Well, I think the way they're going to treat it, and I certainly won't be involved in this treatment. That would set him back for a couple weeks, but... The plan, and Mike Vrabel was pretty adamant about it yesterday, they'll follow a similar plan that they did last week. And he was, you know, limited throughout the course of the week. It seems like he gets himself in a position where he can play Sunday. I can't remember a previous week where he's kind of been a person to keep an eye on the sideline during games because of it. Because, you know, right in front of us in Oakland, he ran off the field a couple of minutes early to get a little extra treatment and seemed to be an issue for him throughout. I guess the hope is it eventually gets better, but I think they'll watch him, and I think the same thing with A.J. Brown, who's dealing with a calf. And, I think it has, you know, it's bothered him a little bit, but certainly didn't bother him enough to keep him out of the end zone a couple of times.
Ty Smith played well, but where are we with regard to LaShawn Sims and Adoree Jackson?
Well, I think tomorrow will tell a lot. I mean, I think the fact that those guys, you know, when they signed Tremaine Brock last week, that they didn't immediately go on into reserve tells you that there's some hope that they're going to play at some point. You know, both of them were walking around the locker room last week without a boot on. And I asked Adoree about it. These guys are trained pretty well to not give up too much about their injuries. And I'm certainly not working for the team, not going to try to pry much out of them from an injury standpoint, because if I do that, it's not going to be a good ending for me. So they are making progress. You're right. Ty Smith played exceptionally well. Brock, I think, was relatively quiet, which is a good thing, other than him missing a tackle, I know, on the sideline closest to where I was sitting. But I think the hope is eventually, though, one of them and maybe two of them get back and help you. Just how soon, though? I mean, I got to see these guys do some work. I mean, Mike Vrabel has what's called a return to play, kind of operation, and these guys have not even done any work on a side practice field yet. So you figure that's going to be the first step before they really get turned loose into a practice, and we'll find out about some of that tomorrow.
Jim Wyatt, our guest, Jimmy. It was interesting. I've had a couple people reach out on Twitter. Talking about Ryan Tannehill with his success. And, there's so much talk about Marcus and his leadership style and how he was the quiet, you know, never in your face kind of thing. And a bunch of people saying, okay, we see, you know, Tannehill obviously not as quiet as Marcus during games, but the behind-the-scenes kind of leadership style of him. And you're privy to more of Ryan Tannehill than maybe normal media or anybody else. What is his leadership style, and how have you seen it kind of evolve over these last 6 weeks?
Well, I definitely think he has asserted himself more now compared to at the beginning of the season, where I think he had to defer to Marcus Mariota, who was the starter at the time. You know, Ryan said that himself a couple of weeks after he took over, that, you know, some things maybe he again, defer to Marcus on. Now he speaks up more. And I think he, you know, I don't see it in team meetings because I don't sit in on those, but I see him on the practice field and I see him telling guys, know, hey, I want it done this way. I see him encouraging guys. I see him, you know, correcting guys. You know, he has, you know, being a starting quarterback, you're going to take on a leadership role, whether, you know, just no matter what you do, just because that's such a big position. And Marcus was quieter, and Marcus maybe wasn't a guy that would get in people's face, but when he was playing well and he was guiding his team to win, you know, people follow him and people respected him, and they still do because he's one of the first guys in the building and he works hard. But Tannehill is the same way, and how well he's been playing on Sundays and how much he's gotten everybody involved has kind of re-energized the whole team. I mean, he completed passes to 10 different guys on Sunday, and he's got good chemistry with all those guys.
Jimbo, any word on Kenny Vaccaro today? I know it's only Tuesday, but is there any word on his status for the weekend?
Hey, Mark, yeah, I think we'll know later in the week. I mean, those guys can practice, you know, during the course of the week and still not be cleared yet because you have to pass through certain phases in that concussion protocol. Whether or not he's out there tomorrow, I'm kind of curious myself, but I think, you know, he'll obviously have to practice some. He'll have to do some things in that protocol to get him into a position where doctors can clear him late. I'll say this. I think every coach that I've been around has been very cautious in dealing with guys that are coming back from head injuries and concussions. I think Mike Vrabel has been overly cautious in any time a guy has an injury like that, to the point where he tells a guy, hey, you're not playing this week. Don't even think about, you know, pushing me on it. He did that with Lawan after his concussion in the opener last year. So, and he's done it with other guys. So I don't know what level of a concussion Vaccaro had. I haven't seen him since Sunday, but I can tell you if he's close or it's borderline with him, he's not going to play.
Gotcha. Hey, one last thing. I know Derrick Henry's going to be perfect. I don't even want to talk about him not being 100%, whatever. But in the case that he might, you know, have to miss some snaps, behind Deion Lewis, what does our depth at running back look like, and how will that affect the game plan?
Well, the plan is, and as you said, Mark, I mean, you know, the hope and the expectation is that Derrick Henry is going to be able to carry his normal load. If not, you're going to see Deion Lewis, and you're going to see Kari Blasingame. I mean, Blasingame,
yeah.
And people ask me about him, and not a lot of, many, a lot of, I think, Titans fans are not that familiar with him until he started making a couple of catches, and he appeared on You Got Moss last night getting one over Will Compton. But I happen to watch him, being a Vanville season ticket holder. I watched his entire career, and he's a good running back, and he's a tough kid. And I was at his pro day when Mike Vrabel left the conversation with me to go across the field to go talk to Blasingame because he put on such a good show at his pro day. So they have been very well aware of what he can do, and I think if something happened to Henry where guys need to get carries, they would be completely confident in giving him the football.
This offense is performing at an absolute elite level right now. Houston certainly has weapons. Do you anticipate kind of a shootout type of situation at Nissan Stadium on Sunday?
I think it could be, but I'm somewhat curious to see whether Will Fuller plays. He's missed time with that hamstring, and without him last week, they're completely different. I mean, he's one of those guys that stretches the field. You know, we've seen it in person in games against the Titans. If he can't play, then that changes them.
Yeah.
And while the Titans are rolling on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, sometimes these division games, I mean, these teams know each other so well that, you know, sometimes it ends up being more of a defensive battle than you expect. So I'm not necessarily calling for a 45-42 game. I mean, I think it'll be, who knows, but it's not going to surprise me if it's more of a defensive battle than what we saw last week in Oakland.
Thanks, man.
Hey, on the way out, Jimbo, Code Blue on Sunday. It needs to be wild, like dogs and cats living together, Scumberland River flowing backwards. It needs to be bananas up in here on Sunday. It's this for all the marbles. Yeah. I mean, it's time to slap them around. I said it.
Yeah. Well, I get the sense people are excited, and and hearing Derrick Henry and hearing Mike Vrabel immediately after the game on Sunday, kind of encouraging fans to show up and to get loud. I mean, I think people are going to take the challenge and be ready. So, I mean, I'm expecting a playoff-type atmosphere over there on Sunday, and should be a lot of fun.
Jimbo, you are the man, Jimbo.
The man, James Randall Wyatt III, Esquire. Jimbo, thank you, man. Great stuff as always, brother.
Okay, appreciate it. You have a good one.
Jim Wyatt on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Accurate Mortgage. Home values keep rising in Middle Tennessee. If your home needs upgrades, consider a cash-out refinance. Ask the local pros at Accurate. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started.
Little something to look for this week as we wonder what might...